We try to avoid that. But what I'm going to say is this. The thing is, no country is perfect.
Yeah.
We have seen our own terrible history within this country with, you know, the residential schools, the camps from World War II for the Japanese, you know, all these different things. And they were supposed to be, you know, those camps from World War II were supposed to be there for the war and to, you know, protect us and all this kind of stuff. There's other things that have happened in this country that we can say, wow, how did that happen here, you know? Do we have a right to stand up to those who are doing wrong? Well, yes, we have grown as a nation to realize the errors of our past and to try to not do that again. I mean, like, even Germany turned things around after World War II and Hitler's regime, right? So anyone can change if they desire to do so. Countries can change if they desire to do so. And remember, if we know, as we just mentioned in our last question, if we know the good we ought to do but don't do it, it is sin for us. You know, we see that in James 4:7. So, yeah, really, we still have an obligation to, like, if we are seeing wrong being done, we have a right to stand up and say, hey, no, that's not right.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to ask you a question. Hopefully, it's not going to be too dark, but...
Yeah.
Do you think any country in the world, not just talking about Canada, but do you think that any country would be able to come to a place where there would be a complete change, like countrywide? Or do you think that because of so many split views and opinions and things like that, it's probably, well, it's already unlikely, but you think it's not possible?
Yeah, at this point, you know, the way things have shaped up in the world, I would say it is pretty much impossible to have, like, say, a Christian nation at this point.
Yeah.
Because there's so much competition out there, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, like, who is the current ruler of this world? I mean, like, God rules over the universe, but the Bible says the ruler of this world is Satan. Mm. And he is not going to allow a Christian nation if he can help it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah, for sure. Interesting, interesting thought, though.
Yeah, I mean, like, the only time when there will be, you know, like, a definitive Christian rule is the millennial rule of Christ that is talked about in the book of Revelation. He's going to rule for 1,000 years. People are going to see him ruling for 1,000 years.
But even then, people are going to rise up.
I know, that's the crazy part. You know, like, even after 1,000 years, Satan gets released, and he's like, okay, so I can do this better. Join me. And they stupidly do.
And they believe it.
Yeah. And they go to war against God.